Trumpets, horn, trombone, and tuba, music by Rina Esmail, her piece for brass quintet called Tutorana, which she wrote in 2014. Hello and welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and today it's a Ruel Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College featuring five brass players from Kansas State University in Manhattan, better known as the K-State Brass Quintet. We'll have more modern brass music in a bit, but first, by Dietrich Buxtehude from the German Baroque era, is a prelude, fugue, and chaconne in C major.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
There's music by Dietrich Buxtehude, one of young J.S. Bach's inspirations. Buxtehude was a prolific composer for the organ, but his improvisational style sits well here, doesn't it, for brass quintet, as arranged by B.H. Amira. Welcome to a Ruhl Joyce recital here at Johnson County Community College, today featuring the K-State Brass Quintet. Next, it's a suite by 20th century composer Georges Delerue. You've probably heard his music before, since he wrote over 350 scores for stage, screen, and television. He won an Oscar for Best Musical Score in 1980 for A Little Romance, and he was Oscar-nominated for 1969's Anne of a Thousand Days and Agnes of God in 1985. This suite for the concert stage from 1979 is called Vitrail, which means stained glass window in a church or other monument. The four sections are just named after their tempo markings, Mestoso, Poco Allegro, Andante, and Vivace. By Georges Delerue, here is Vitrail, Stained Glass, played by the K-State Brass Quintet.
Thank you.
The K-State Brass Quintets, playing Georges Delarue's suite called Vitrail, or Stained Glass Windows. We're at the recital hall of the Carlson Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College, listening to the K-State Brass Quintet in their Ruel Joyce recital. The two trumpeters are James Johnson and Craig Parker. Jacqueline Fassler-Kerstetter plays the horn, Paul Hunt is the trombonist, and Stephen Maxwell, tuba. Next, the K-State Brass Quintet plays Aspects for Brass Quintet by Barbara York. The four aspects are, first, Hum of the Body, followed by Cry of the Heart, Rondo of the Mind, and Hymn of the Spirit. The K-State Brass Quintet on Classics Live.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've just heard Aspects for Brass Quintet, performed by the K-State Brass Quintet, made up of members of the music faculty at Kansas State University in Manhattan. The four aspects were Hum of the Body, Cry of the Heart, Rondo of the Mind, and Hymn of the Spirit, written by Barbara York, who is a piano accompanist for the musicians and ensembles at Pittsburgh State University in Pittsburgh, Kansas. For the final piece on today's Rural Joyce program, the K-State Brass Quintet offers a descriptive selection by Howard Cable. This is called a Newfoundland sketch. It's also a favorite of the Canadian brass. Howard Cable passed away after a long composing and teaching career in 2016, prompting the Canadian brass to call him the Mozart of Canada. The K-State Brass Quintet now with Howard Cable's A Newfoundland Sketch. Music by Howard Cable, a Canadian composer who loved to write about the great Canadian outdoors. composer of such titles as McIntyre Ranch Country and Saddles and Saloons. That was Howard Cable's A Newfoundland Sketch, performed by members of the K-State Brass Quintet. They all teach music at Kansas State University. Tuba player Stephen Maxwell, trombonist Paul Hunt, horn player Jacqueline Fassler-Kerstetter, and trumpeters James Johnson and Craig Parker. We're in the Carlson Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. Thanks for joining us for today's Rural Joyce recital featuring the K-State Brass Quintet. Chuck Smith was our recording engineer. Cordelia Brown is our producer. And I'm Darryl Brockton. Classics Live is a weekly show from Kansas Public Radio spotlighting local music groups who give great concerts. Check out the Classics Live page at kansaspublicradio.org. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
two trio pieces for flute, cello, and harp, written in 1925 by Belgian organist, music teacher, and composer Jozef Jongen. Kansas Public Radio recorded that in the summer of 2018 in Topeka at Washburn University's White Concert Hall, part of a chamber music night at the Sunflower Music Festival. Flutist Sarah Frisoff, cellist Claudio Jaffe, and the harpist Rita Costanzi. This is Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.